Okay, welcome to lesson number 21. Dean Bakari here, and now in this lesson, we're going to go over the second of the four habit formation formulas that you can utilize as you're building different habits in your life. And in this lesson, we'll go over what's known as habit stacking. So habit stacking is when you identify a current habit that you've already established and then stack that behavior on top of it, the new behavior you want to build into a habit. So it's all about attaching a behavior that you want to build into a habit to something that you're already doing, right? Something that's already automatic, something that's already easy, something that is second nature to you already. So for example, let's say in the area of relationships, right? As soon as I get into bed each evening, I'll tell my partner one thing about him or her that I'm grateful for. Boom. That's a habit stack because you're already getting into bed. That's a habit, right? Each evening, hopefully around the same time, you're getting ready to go to bed. And as you're getting ready to do that habit that you do every night, you can then attach a new behavior that you want to build into a habit, like being more grateful to your partner, right? And then the specific behavior that you might do is tell your partner one thing about them that you're grateful for. Boom. That's a habit stack. Let's say in the area of daily planning or productivity, you might create a habit stack that sounds something like this. While I wait for my morning coffee to brew, which is the habit that you've already established, I will write down my three most important goals for the day. Boom. That's the habit you now want to build, which is to write down your top three priorities for the day, your top three goals for the day. So you can utilize habit stacking for virtually any habit that you're working to develop. Just keep in mind that the key to habit stacking is to tie your desired habit or behavior to something that you are already doing on a regular basis. So here's how to use it. Think of a habit that you already have. Then you think of a habit that you want to develop, and then you use the habit stacking formula to bring it all together and make it happen. So before we move on to the next lesson, the next formula, be sure to try out habit stacking for yourself in the actionable insights for your workbook for this lesson on habit stacking. I've added the formula for you. It's fillable, which means you can type right into it, or you can print it out and write on top of the formula as well, whatever works best for you. So go ahead and do this exercise right now, create a habit stack of your own, and I'll see you in the next lesson.